Hi, my name is Rita Kawal, and I work at Microsoft Research. Microsoft is a big supporter of computer science education, and this year we're really excited to be participating in the Hour of Code, which is an initiative by code.org to really encourage students of all ages to learn how to code. Hour of Code is happening as part of National Computer Science Week between December 9th and 15th, and we're going to show you a few ways you can get involved and join in.
Hi, I'm Scott Fintel. I'm a technical producer in the Xbox division here at Microsoft. I'm here to talk a little bit today around Kodu Game Lab and how we're going to support Hour of Code. We have some great curriculum. We've got some new levels. In fact, we even have a new build that runs on Surface 2 devices fantastically well. I'm here with Nikolai, who's going to talk about Touch Develop.
Hello, my name is Nikolai Tillman. I work in Microsoft Research. And around 3 years ago, I got my first smartphone. And it's an incredibly powerful device. And at some point, I wanted to try out my own ideas. And I figured out that it's very difficult to create apps for a mobile device. Now, looking around ourselves, there are going to be millions of people with smartphones. Everyone is going to have one, or maybe other mobile devices. So we created Touch Develop 3 years ago after this experience. And it runs on all devices, regardless of whether you have an iPhone or Android or an iPad. And it's awesome on Windows phones and on Windows 8. So we are going to show you how you can use our guided tutorials that show you step by step what you have to do to create your very first app in just 10 minutes.
What's great about both of these is they come together in a neat way which you can share with the community, but also they give educators and teachers a way to teach kids through game design, even through computer science, a quick and easy way to get up to speed and have a fun time doing it. So we hope you enjoy it. So for Kodu, for Hour of Code, we've got five pieces of curriculum that teachers can use, which is really simple for them to get kids engaged on different devices, either from a touch device like a Surface 2 or an actual Windows device. What we'll have teachers and kids do is work on a level, be able to create that level, paint it, put objects in that world, and then have those objects interact. So I can do something like put an apple in that world and program simply something coded to do something like when he sees that apple, and then we can do some simple programming like that. Now to us it seems like a very simple experience, but for kids that's a fundamental logic that they have to take to understand computer programming. The great thing about this is you'll have many levels to choose from. We actually have integrated with the community where you can download worlds from around the world that other users have created. So if I were to go up, I can look at all of the worlds that were created that are in our community. And some of them are pretty amazing. And I'll end on this one. This was created where somebody created the solar system within Kodu. And this is some of the great stuff that you can do as part of Hour of Code.
All right, my name is Pelli. I'm from the Touch Develop team here at Microsoft, and I'm going to show you how to get started in your Hour of Code. So here I am on the touchdevelop.com website, and you can see there is a big icon here to try now. I'm just going to tap here. And this will take me to the Hour of Code page for Touch Develop. It contains a link to the four tutorials we are proposing to run the Hour of Code in your school. I'm going to take the Falling Rocks tutorial. And this will load the editor. It will load the tutorial experience. You can see I have lots of stars and trophies to win. And let's get started. Every time you take a step in the tutorial, you will have a description of what to do. You will receive maybe a little prize. And then you will have to go and do it. Because this is your first experience, most likely as coding, we've built an engine that really helps you drive you through the coding and recovers from error, and make sure you have a great experience at coding. When you look at the editor here, you can see that I got a tip from the tutorial tells me that I need to tap here. So I can just follow the instructions, and the instruction will take me from zero to a fully functional app. So in this case, I need to reference the wall, which is our screen, set a little background picture. Let's go and pick up some art. So we're going to go and search the cloud. A lot of our users have uploaded cool pictures. I can go and pick the image I like. Let's take this cool space picture. And here I am. I've achieved my first goal. I got my first trophy. and I'm ready to roll on the next step. All right, Touch Develop tutorial runs on all devices, including this tablet, so I can keep going on my exercise following the tips. I'm going to now start the game engine. Now, what happens when you're learning is you do mistakes. For example, here, I'm using the wrong code, and now the tutorial goes ahead and tell me to go and fix and insert start instead of adding add score. You could see that we recovered from a user mistake. If you're at home trying to learn coding and there's nobody around to help, the tutorial engine is there to help you. And let's keep going. The next step is to add a monster in the game. And we're going to go and create a picture. And again, we're going to search for art. I can pick a picture. I can pick a monster. I can pick, maybe I want a cat for this demo. There we go, a little cat. And then we can go ahead and, I forgot something to do. All right, let's go. Okay, let's run the app to see what it does. All right, we're starting with our game. We got a background and we got a little cat, and let's see how we can animate this guy. All right, so I went through all the steps and actually finished my tutorial on my phone, and I'm ready to publish. By publishing, I'll make the game available to my friends and I can play with them. And my parents can play it too. So I'm going to hit publish. The script will go to Touch Develop. It will host it for you and will give you a pretty landing page that you can send all your friends to, and they'll be able to play the game right on their mobile device. All right, the game finished publishing, and you can see in yellow I got a little link there. And that's a short link that takes me straight to the game. For example, if a friend comes in with his phone, I can just tell him, hey, go to tdev.ly/GSIG, and that's the code for my particular game. Everybody will get its own little link. And here we go. You got an app that's ready to roll, and you can just play with your friends. Let's play. By tilting the phone, we move the cat, so we're using the accelerometer in this game. We have to avoid the rocks. When you hit the rocks too many times, the game is over.
So we've shown you a lot of really cool stuff. If you're interested in participating in Hour of Code, go to the code.org website to learn more. If you want to use some of the stuff we just showed you specifically, you can check out kodugamelab.com for more information about Kodu and touchdevelop.com for more information on Touch Developed.